I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for welcoming me so warmly. I'm thinking about the first song. We all want joy, peace, and love. And what if there was a simple, easy technique that you could use yourself to bring more peace, joy, and love into your lives, to calm your nervous system? As a planet, we are more stressed today than we have ever been in recorded history. Just take a moment and take that in. Think about that. Sometimes the body will give a signal of stress or anxiety. And if you're like me, and most people, we tend to try to push through that. I do it by getting busy. But the stress stays there. And if it stays there too long, the body will up the ante and give you a stronger message until oftentimes we will become sick. When I started learning EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, or tapping, I studied with the founder, Gary Craig, and followed him around for many years. And when we first started doing this, how it was done was we would amp up the anxiety in the body or the grief or whatever somebody was working on and get it as high as they could get it. And then we would use the tapping, which is rooted in the acupuncture meridians and in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. We would use the tapping to bring that highly charged emotional state down to neutral in a very short amount of time. Of course, if there's a long history of trauma, it takes more than one time. But what I want to show you today is a way to use that where you don't have to amp up the anxiety. You don't have to focus on a specific thing that causes you stress or anxiety. And you don't even have to use words. And I want to talk for a moment about two people. I think they're Swedish, Ulf Sandström and Gunilla Ham. They're part of Peaceful Heart Network, and they started doing this without not what we're doing today. But they created a song that they took into Rwanda after the genocide there, and it's also being used in the Ukraine, especially with children. And if anybody's interested in that, pick up my card and send me an email, and I'll send you the link to it. But it's a tapping song that they're using to help people, children and adults, in these extreme stressful places. What we're going to do today, which is called traffic light tapping. I'm going to come down. And those of you in the back, can you still hear me? Okay, good. So I studied with the founder, and we started by a part of it. I'm not going to go there again. There are points in your body that are active pressure points. You don't need to be here. But what we know now that we didn't know 30 years ago is that in addition to being connected to different organs in the body, which is what acupuncture helps with, certain points are related to different emotions. And I was talking with Jay before the service, and we were talking about the point on the collarbone right here. She said she sometimes taps on that point to feel better. Well, this point is related to fear. I'm going to ask you to go down and go inside, and don't. You can think of a specific thing that you have to. And just think about it,
let's start with the deep breath. Let's take three gentle deep breaths. Make the exhale longer than the inhale. So go deep. Follow that bone around you, right under your eyeball. And you notice. It's empty. Jay and I were talking about the collarbone point. We're truly the collarbone part of it. Just stop there. And on your arm. The children we were doing this way, monkey. Now we're not, still not going to use any words. If we were doing this in a second, we would start, this would be a setup so that you know I'm having this emotion, or even though this happened, I accept myself in this. And then we would say, this emotion will never happen. We would use words. But this time, think of something that stresses you, not traumatizes you, but for me, it's watching the news. That's dumb. So something that historically is just not a good strategy. Again, no bad. to make the sound. All right, Captain. Okay. I would encourage you then to continue doing it, if you can get yourself a dream. Anything else? Have any? You successful with
that? Yeah, I went from yoga to green, and it's focused on some herbal and olive.
Oh, okay.
And I could feel a definite shift from yellow. I don't know that I got all the way to green, but I did want to keep going. We only did the sequence twice, but my inner self wanted to keep going. It was like, I was on
something's working, let's do more of it.
Yeah.
And I encourage you to do more of it. And if you pick up my card, the profile's on the back of the card. Anybody else knows anything? Yeah.
In the tapping, do you ever find that just tapping certain points are better than others?
Yes, thank you. Different points are related to different emotions. And it's very common to have what we call your point, the one point that works the best for you. And since I know what the points are related to, if I'm working with somebody, and I know, for example, that anger is good up for them. I'll go back to the side of the eye, which is related to the anger. And there are other points. This is related to blaming. This is related to not being able to forgive. So I'll modify where we tap. Thank you for that question. It's a really good question.
Does it make any difference difference how many times we tap, but there are so many things if you do it in sequence of 3, 6, 9, or
it doesn't matter. And if you get to a point,
Bless you.
Feel particularly like it's working for you, you stay with it for long. Yeah.
Did you want to come back? What about the pressure of your tap?
We don't want you to hurt yourself. It's a schedule. And that's not attempt to bring that up. For some people tapping is too activated. So with people who have not advisable to tap on, you just do what I'll tell you to do. It's too long. It's good. It even works for some people by just imagining it.
Question. Does this have a lot to do with calming your vagus nerve system?
Yeah, it does. And there's a lot of research on it. Send me an email and I'll send you a link to the research.
Okay.
Can you tell us the sequence that we're tapping, what emotion is tied to it?
I'm happy to do that, and you don't need to know. This is related to the use of our meal, and it's the crown chakra, it's the chakra. This is traumatic memory, anger, rage, nervousness, that's what I call it in the stomach. This is embarrassment. All going is related to fear. And everything on is related to the relationship. So when I was first learning this, I first learned thought fear therapy, which is the predecessor. And Dr. Robert Callahan devised different algorithms, different recipes for different problems. So for a phobia, it would be nervousness, collarbone, fear, and the arm, worry. But if there was a traumatic incident that triggered the phobia, then it's at this point. But then Gary Craig came along. I studied the blood problem too. But Gary Craig came along and said, how do you power all alone? Yeah, so that's what we did. Anything else? I have a prayer again.
Are there points besides the ones that you showed up this morning?
Yes. This day, there are a lot of acupressure points in the wrist. There are finger points. And then there's what's called the manic point, which is the reason when you get your finger is going to go back to the movement. Yeah. I love this interaction.
Are there any sort of like the colon for people who have a problem with like Crohn's or an ailment like that?
Yes, and I would have to look that up to know the specific meridian. But what we would do is take whatever the symptoms are. You would go to a reference like the Louis Hay and find out what possibly could be the emotion connected to this. And then we step on that. And there's also an encyclopedic version of the Louis Hay's book, Being the Light, by Dr. Michael Lincoln called Messages from the Body, that is very, very complete. Several different possibilities of things that could cause any disease.
Who was
Dr. Michael Kalinin.
Is there a area of tapping for love? The emotion of love?
Oh, that's a really good point. When if you think of the acupuncture meridians in the body as an electrical circuit. If you've got an electrical circuit and the energy is going around the circuit, it just goes around the mat. But if you put a paper clip on that, it's a short circuit. And so what EFT does is it removes the paper clips so the energy can run around it, around the circuit, bringing you back into the natural state of love. So it's counterintuitive to tap on the negative. So what we do with EFT and essentially is, even though I have this problem, this is a major problem, I can completely accept myself. So and we tap on the negative. But that's to bring you back to the state of peace, love, and joy that you were thank you for.
So let's say you had an issue or a problem that you wanted to work on and you decided to start a tapping practice. So to be effective, how many times a day would you pause and take the time out to do this?
Good question. Really good question. With something that's common, like negative urge or a chronic illness, I would encourage you to set yourself up on a schedule for the process of what works. To do it every time you go to the bathroom, so you set your phone to alert it. And let's say you're working with chronic back pain, okay? And it's time to do the tapping. You would say, even though, and you're not feeling the chronic back pain, you would say, even though I'm afraid that after supper, let's say it's a negative urge. Even though I'm afraid that after supper I'm going to talk to the bird, if you're doing the food for loving such and such anyway. And then you do three rounds of the tapping, but there's no traffic light, there's no intensity. So the other time that you would use it is as soon as the traffic light, as soon as you start feeling a little bit anxious, you tap on it. And if you want to use words, you can use words, like even though I'm feeling this butterfly in my stomach, even though I'm starting to feel anxious because I watch the news. I'm anxious because I watch the news.
So we know that controlling our thoughts make huge differences.
What we focus on, get more of.
Yeah. In our bodies. So it's a combination then of our thoughts and the tapping to be most effective.
Yes. The tapping removes the paper clips, which is the negative emotion. Jerry Craig says that the cause of all negative emotions is the disruption in the energy movement. So what do you feel when you're overeating? I mean, what's the emotion? I mean,
yeah, it's better to talk about.
Are you judging yourself? Are
frustrated
you,
or just not say frustrated?
Yeah, you could be overeating, feel frustrated. I have to talk about it now.
Yeah.
The point of what we're doing today is that it's tapping itself works. And it works even better when you have language, but you don't have to. Okay?
In the language, do you need just to state the problem or put it in a positive affirmation?
No, we don't use affirmations. Affirmations come later. I'd be happy to send you some information on that.
So you mean you're tapping?
We're tapping on the negative because we want to remove the negative paper clips on the meridian. Probably if we were working in session, I would probably do both. So I would start with that and that. And then I would say, if there was an emotional reason for this that you do that, what do you think it might be? you can tap on the emotions, you can tap on the positive. Actually, we mix up the words all the time. Whatever seems to work for you. Okay? For some people, you just need to tap on anxiety. I have a prayer to end my part of this service.
This is a prayer for world peace. We pray for the power to be gentle, strength to be forgiving, the patience to be understanding, and the endurance to accept the consequences of holding to what we believe to be true and right. May we put our trust in the power of good to overcome evil, and the power of love to overcome hatred. We pray for the vision to see, and the faith to believe in a world emancipated from violence. A new world where fear shall no longer lead people to commit injustice, nor selfishness make them bring suffering to others. Help us devote our whole life and thought and energy to the task of making peace, praying always for the inspiration and the power to fulfill the destiny for which we and all people were created. And so it is. Amen and blessed be. Aho. Thank you.